About the first being. Nah, leave the doors open. The first being that there are how many chagim?
Three.
Three, right? Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. I mean, other times we say Chag Sameach, but really the three chagim, the exemplars of a holiday, are Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot. That's when people, they're the shalosh regalim, the three legs, because regel is leg, and that's when you would make a pilgrimage up to Jerusalem. You would walk there, so they're the shalosh regalim. Now, Shavuot commemorates the giving of the Torah, which is a supernatural miracle. Pesach commemorates the liberation from Egypt, which is a supernatural miracle. Then you get to Sukkot, and we say it's because in the harvest our ancestors built booths, both in the wilderness and in the land for harvest. That's not a supernatural miracle. In fact, we can do the same thing today. They built booths, we built booths. So why is Sukkot also a holiday? Well, the rabbis puzzled about this, of course, and they said that the sukkah doesn't only represent the booths that we traveled in the wilderness, it also represents the anane hakavod, the clouds of glory that kept the Israelites in shade as they walked through the wilderness, and that also is a supernatural miracle. But you understand that really Sukkot is a historical memory holiday, less than a supernatural holiday. And that the rabbis had to make it about God as well as the Jewish people, because otherwise it's not a Jewish holiday. So let's say a word about the God part of Sukkot, and then we'll wrap up with the human part. The God part about the Anane HaKavod. So the rabbis go on to say there were three miracles in the wilderness. There is the water that was provided by Miriam's wells. There is the manna that was provided for food. And the Anane HaKavod, the clouds that God gave as shade for the people to walk. A later rabbi, asks a beautiful question and gives an even more beautiful answer. He says, if that's true that there were three miracles, there's a miracle of water, there's a miracle of manna, and a miracle of clouds, why do we only have a holiday that celebrates the miracle of the clouds? There's no miracle that celebrates the water. There's no miracle that celebrates the manna. We don't have a manna festival. And his answer is that you have to have manna. You can't go through the wilderness without food. It's a necessity. You have to have water. You can't go through the desert without water. But the clouds were not a necessity. You can go through the desert without cloud covering. People do it. What the clouds were was an act of love. And because it shows God's love for us, it's worthy of a festival. So that's why we have a festival for Sukkot and not for other things. And then one final observation about Sukkot, just to wrap it up, which is that even though the sukkah is a human product, right? Nobody says that God made the sukkah, even though we pray in messianic times that Sukkot David HaNofalet, the fallen sukkah of David, will be rebuilt. In other words, in messianic times, the temple will be rebuilt. But the sukkah itself is entirely human. But the one requirement for the sukkah, not the only one, I mean, they have to be fragile walls, it can't be a permanent structure, but the roof of Schach has to be open enough so that you can see the stars. So that even in the midst of our human product, we can't be the way we are in, say, a building like this if it had no windows. If this building had no windows, you could only see human products. Right? You couldn't see creation. You could only see what we make. That's one of the reasons why the Talmud says you're not allowed to pray in a room that has no windows. Because you have to remember that there is a world out there that God made. And the same thing's true of the sukkah. You have to be able to see the stars. The sukkah can't be so enclosed that all you see is what human beings make. You have to be able to see what God made. And I think maybe that's also behind the idea that you decorate the sukkah with fruit, because it's not only in the spirit of the festival, but it is also, after all, a reminder that we're here to celebrate with what we make, what God made. So just a few observations about Sukkot for this holiday, and I hope that you have a very happy Sukkot holiday. It is, after all, Zman Simchatenu. It's the time of our joy. I think that the rabbis called it that primarily because, having come through Yom Kippur, we feel forgiven and we get a chance to feel this sense of oneness with nature. We get to build something, which is very rare in the Jewish tradition, and we get to celebrate outside in the sukkah, which we will do in just a few moments. Oh, it's fine. I'm wrapping up anyway. And so, Chag Sameach.